Chapter 9. Oliver meets Harry Maley. One day, Oliver was in the garden picking flowers for Rose when a carriage arrived and a handsome young man got out.
"What's the news? How is Rose?" the young man asked Oliver at once.
"She is better, much better," replied Oliver.
"Thank heavens,"
said the young man, and he hurried towards Mrs. Maley, who was waiting at the cottage door. The old lady took him in her arms.
"Mother," whispered the young man, "if she had died, I could never have been happy again. My heart belongs to Rose. I want to marry no one but her."
"Harry, you must think carefully about it," said Mrs. Maley. "Remember her history."
"I have thought about it for years and years," answered Harry. "My feelings remain unchanged. Before I leave, I will ask Rose to marry me."
"But she is an unselfish girl, and she won't want to hurt you,"
said his mother.
"What do you mean?" said Harry.
"I must leave that for Rose to explain," answered his mother. "I must go back to her now."
Now that Rose was out of danger, the cloud that had darkened Oliver's life was lifted. With each day that passed, Rose grew a little stronger. Harry Maley was a kind friend to Oliver, and together they filled Rose's room with flowers that they picked on their walks. Oliver returned to his lessons and worked hard. One warm evening, he was sitting by the window, busy with his books, when he began to grow sleepy. Suddenly, he felt as though he was not in the beautiful cottage, but back in Fagin's house again. There was the ugly old man pointing at him and whispering to another man standing beside him.
"It is him. Come away,"
Oliver thought he heard Fagin say.
"Yes, I would know the boy anywhere," said the other man. "I hate him so."
Oliver suddenly woke up, feeling very afraid. There, at the window, stood Fagin, and next to him, the strange man he had run into at the hotel. The stranger's face was white with anger, or maybe fear. The next moment, the two men were gone. Oliver stood for a while, unable to move, and then called loudly for help. Hearing Oliver's shouts, Harry Maley came running into the room.
"It was Fagin,"
cried Oliver.
"Which way did he go?"
asked Harry, whose mother had told him Oliver's story.
"That way,"
replied Oliver. Harry and Oliver ran through the fields and along the hedges without stopping and reached the top of a hill, but there was no sign of anyone.
"Perhaps it was a dream, Oliver," said Harry.
"No, sir. I did see Fagin and the other man. I know I did."
They searched until it grew dark, and the next day they asked in the town, but no one had seen the two men. After a few days, Oliver tried to forget the two horrible faces he had seen at the window. One morning, Rose was alone when Harry Maley came to find her.
"Please, I must speak to you," he said.
Rose looked very pale.
"Rose, my own dear Rose," said Harry. "I love you more than words can say. Please tell me how I can win your heart."
"You are a kind and good man," said Rose sadly. "I am not ungrateful, but you must hear my answer. You must try to forget me, not as your friend, but as the woman you love. You will find another woman who you will be proud to have as your wife. I will be the truest, warmest friend you have, but that is all."
Her eyes filled with tears. "Why, Rose, may I ask why?" said Harry, taking her hand in his.
"Because you have a wonderful chance to do well in the world, and I cannot stand in your way. There are people who can help you become a great man, but those people won't accept me. There is a mark upon my name, and I must bear it alone."
"But, dearest Rose," cried Harry, "if I had been less fortunate, if I had been poor or sick or helpless, would you have said the same? Your answer may give me hope."
"I think that if you had been just a little above me, but not so far, I could have been a help to you instead of holding you back,"
Rose said.
"Then it is true that I would have been happier."
"Promise me one thing," said Harry. "Let me ask you again in a year's time. If you say the same again, I promise that I will never ask you again."
"Then I agree,"
said Rose, and she held out her hand. But Harry pulled her to him, kissed the top of her head, and hurried from the room. Later that morning, Harry went to find Oliver and told him that he was leaving at once.
"Oliver, I will be away for a long time travelling. Will you write twice a month to tell me how my mother and Rose are? Tell me what you and Rose do and where you walk and whether she is well and happy," said Harry.
"I will, sir,"
replied Oliver, happy to be of use. With one quick look up at Rose's window, Harry jumped into a carriage. Behind the curtain at her window, Rose sat for a long time after the carriage had disappeared, tears running down her face.